grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Welcome to the BFM studio, Chris Fowley from the Hemp Store.
Well, kia ora, Johnny.
Where was I going there? this is potentially Aotearoa's most popular cannabis news segment. I reckon it probably is. It's in the running. Who else is?
No one else. Is it the only one? Is that what you're saying? Who knows? It's not a contest. Or is it? No, it is a contest. I believe Radio 1 down Dunedin has a Overgrow radio show still going every Friday night.
Okay.
Good on them.
What do they cover often? During Overgrow.
Have a listen, come on, okay. You know, part of the B-Net. And I think they're a bit of music, a bit of culture, a bit of interviews with people. It's quite a good show. I've listened to it a few times and done a couple of interviews back in the distant past.
Okay, hot tip.
But I got to say...
Marijuana Media on BFM is the best.
Is the best, of course.
Okay.
Come on. That's good. On the best station, with the best show. Mm. And the best news to do with cannabis. Wow, that was great. This week, listeners... You obviously, just looking around the world, it's clear to see this is the International Week of Science and Peace.
Okay.
Obviously. So, to celebrate science and peace, I've got a little peace tea here, Johnny. Mm-hmm. You want a peace tea?
What's a peace tea?
This one I prepared for you earlier.
Okay.
Here we go. This is new down at the shop. This is the Pukka peace tea. It's spearmint and hemp.
It smells really nice.
I got to say, it's delicious. And it's chilled me right out. And... goes really nicely with your 420, which, apologies to your listeners, we're thoroughly prepared, so we could do the best show possible. So here we are, International Week of Peace and Science, just, you know, think of that as you're having your 420, but place to be this week, really, certain states in America. The US midterm elections happened yesterday, and we had two states, we previewed this last week, we had two states join the list of legalization, of legal places. I think that brings it to half of America now, or might be verging on it. Wow. Maryland and Missouri. So Maryland, adults 21 years and over, immediately, right now, they can possess up to 1.5 ounces, 12 grams of concentrates. This begins in July. Sorry, there one. They'll be able to grow up to two plants in their home. And if people with records can get an expungement... And the state lawmakers have been directed by this initiative to establish rules and regulations for the production and sale of cannabis to adults, which will happen next year.
Okay, just on the, like, the, you know, being able to grow a couple of plants at home, do they have to be indoor, or could you just chuck them in the garden?
You could do both. I think various states have various rules. Some of them say about not being in public view, which might limit you to your back garden.
Okay.
And then others have had various court rulings about whether your neighbours are allowed to see them and things.
But, yes.
Yeah, so there's often things like that that might go on. But Missouri, meanwhile, that also won. They can possess up to 3 ounces. Homegrown is six plants there, but it's six flowering plants, six vegging plants, because you've got to have your next ones coming along, and six seedlings. So that lets people be truly self-sufficient with their little greenhouse operation or whatever they've got going. There's going to be a tax for community stuff, expungement of records, lots of social equity there with who they're giving out that you're going to target, you know, or favour smaller mom and pop operations and you know, non-corporates and things. And Missouri, this is the first state in the Midwest to legalise cannabis for adult use.
Nice.
So you're continuing the trend in America. And although Arkansas, North Dakota and South Dakota both lost, but in Texas, of all places, five cities... did local ballots. Cities I've never heard of. Denton, Killeen, San Marcos, Elgin, and Harker Heights. I haven't heard of any of the... Texas, they say, is big, right? So they all voted yes, and what these do is that they stop local law enforcement from making arrests or issuing a citation for marijuana violations and prohibit police from using the smell of cannabis as cause for a search.
Just having a look here. I feel like I drove through Denton. I have been to Texas.
Isn't that in Ohio? This is... Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. You've been there. You know more than me. Meanwhile, Northern Advocate here in Northland, New Zealand, has followed on from the pardon that Joe Biden did in the US, the pardon for people with convictions, and looking at how that would affect Northland, because it was Northern Advocate, and it's on the Herald site if you want to look at it, but it is behind the old paywall. But as part of that, what they did is they got the stats from the Ministry of Health, latest stats, and what they've found, the two groups, certainly in Northland, could be true of all of New Zealand though, certainly in Northland, the two groups where cannabis use was increasing was among older people and people with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, going against that stereotype of it all being about young people and we've got to pardon people so that we don't saddle young people with convictions, but actually the biggest growth is among older people and disabilities, and, you know, we've got to not saddle older people and people with disabilities with convictions either.
Yes, yeah.
But, yeah, so cannabis use actually doubled among the elders, and people with disabilities almost three times more likely to use cannabis than people without. So both of those really pointing to medical use.
Mm-hmm.
But the other interesting thing that they found in there, you got the stat up there Johnny, was the variations in the regions. So regular users of cannabis, people who describe themselves as regular users, you've got 14% of the country.
Mm-hmm.
But the highest, and Auckland was pretty much spot on, right? Pretty much spot on the average there, 14.1. The highest, though, was the capital, Wellington, 21.2%.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the old West Coast, the old stereotype again, that people think everyone down on the West Coast is smoking weed, well, it was only 11%. That's half the rate of Wellington.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was surprised at that, particularly to see
counties that on the West Coast. Manukau is quite low.
Yeah. Yeah. So partly as well, this could be down to who is comfortable telling these things
yes.
to people ringing them up or doing surveys. Yep. Or this was a Ministry of Health survey, so, you know, do you want to tell them that?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that could be influencing that too, but, you know, whether it influences it to that extent. But, yeah, very interesting that the capital, certainly by the Ministry of Health's own stats, has the highest cannabis use in the country.
Mm-hmm.
What was it in Auckland?
Oh.
So South Auckland was low, but Waitemata...
Ooh,
was above,
12.7%
yeah. So that's the people, west in the north?
Yeah, describe themselves as a regular cannabis user.
Okay.
Okay, where else is... What else springs...
Right on. Well, speaking of... So just a quick reminder too that Action Station still has that petition for Decrim. It's now on, I checked just before we're coming here, 8,554 signatures. I reckon there's more people listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Get on there right now, Action Station, and sign a petition to decriminalise cannabis and pardon those convictions.
Mm-hmm.
Another place where it's happening around the world, just very briefly, Czech Republic has announced plans to legalise cannabis alongside Germany. So that's that domino effect that we were kind of talking about. This would spur things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Czech Republic are going to actually do it right alongside them and draft their law to take effect at the same time. The Czech Pirate Party, which is actually in their government,
mm-hmm.
how's that, eh? estimates that adult use cannabis could generate €300 million in tax revenue in the Czech Republic.
800 million euros?
Oh, gosh, yeah. That is too.
Look closely.
Boy.
800 million euros in annual tax revenue for the government. Reinvest back into the community, schools, healthcare.
Mate,
why wouldn't you do that?
Why wouldn't you? So, just to close out the show, I said that at the beginning there that it was International Week of Science and Peace. And
mm-hmm.
Peace be with you, everyone. But today is also Guinness World Records Day. So I took the chance to think, well, to look up, well, do they actually do cannabis records? Is Snoop in there as his 150 a day or whatever?
Yeah.
No, they do not do cannabis consumption records or longest joints or things like that.
Yes.
But they do have largest drug haul by weight.
Oh, yeah.
237 tons of hash in Afghanistan.
Oh.
Equivalent of 30 double-decker buses destroyed by a Harrier Hawker aircraft rocket fire from the Royal Air Force. I guess they just wanted to put on a show, but wow, that's a lot of hash.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, though, shortest jury deliberation. This was incredible. This is New Zealand's cannabis record in the Guinness Book of Records. Is on 22 July 2004, Nicholas Clive McAllister was acquitted of cultivating cannabis at a hearing that lasted just 1 minute at the Greymouth District Court.
Yes.
The jury left to consider its verdict at 3:28, returned at 3:29, and the Guinness Book of Records says this one-minute time frame would not have given them time to even take their seats at the table.
Yes.
Accused was on trial for the alleged cultivation of 23 cannabis plants, to which he denied any knowledge of, and despite not being able to explain why he ran away and hid from the police, the jury felt the evidence was insubstantial enough to deliver their speedy, not guilty verdict in a minute in the Greymouth District Court. That is classic. So
classic.
Good old New Zealand in the Guinness Book of Records there. Tomorrow, meanwhile, just on this little theme, it's World Origami Day. So I would say make yourself a paper hat in the Billy T. James style.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Remembrance Day. So remembrance for all the victims of various wars around the world, including those who fought in them, and the war on drugs as well is one of those. So on a slightly more up-tempo, happy vibe,
yes.
The prize giveaway for this week, we've got some of this delicious hemp tea that I've been sipping away on.
I can vouch, it's very delicious.
It's great, eh? And a hemp store grinder to go along with it, so you can roll yourself up a fatty and have your nice hemp tea. Question for today, where was that shortest jury deliberation?
Text on through 5395 with your name and your B card. You must have a B card. And we'll choose a winner, and you can just pop up to the hemp store. We'll let you know, and you just pop up to the hemp store and collect this delicious book of tea and a grinder.
Right on.
That easy, Chris?
That easy. I'll even have a cup of tea with you if you want.
Oh, yeah, nice. All right, cheers, mate.
Sweet. See ya.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to The Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.